Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Yud, Omud Aleph. We're in the middle of Siman Ayin Vav, and we're actually in the middle of Sif Dalet. And we had learned yesterday that the Mechaber told us that if a person has excrement on his flesh and it's covered up with his clothing, or, for example, he stuck his hand into a bathroom, so his hand is inside the bathroom, but there is no reyach ra, there is no smell that he detects. So the Mechaber had brought down, there are those that permit you to read Kriya Shema in this situation, and those that forbid you to read Kriya Shema in this situation. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis, who says, the reason why there are those that permit you to say Kriya Shema is because of the Pasuk, Tichsiv Kol HaNeshama Tahalel Ka. All of the Neshama gives praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means, Dahainu HaPeh V'Chotim, which means the mouth and the nose are included in Bichlal, this praise, HaHilul, of Kol HaNeshama, Avalo Shari Varim, but not other parts of the body. So, as long as the other parts of the body, which had so on them, are covered up, that's not a problem. If your hand is in another room, that's not a problem. Dafilu Einam Nikiyim, even if your hand is in the bathroom and it's not clean, but your rest of your body is, your mouth and your nose are. Even if there's some excrement on part of your body that it's covered up, however, with a garment, then Shari, one would be permitted, according to this opinion, to read Kriya Shema. That's the understanding of the Yesh Matirim. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hayesh Osrim, the opinion that the Mechaber brought down that said you can read Kriya Shema in this situation, what's their reasoning? Ta'amon, their reasoning is because of another pasuk, the Chsiv, Kol Atzmosai Tomar No Hashem Mi Kamocha. All of my limbs, all of my bones, they shall praise you, Hashem, who is like you. And Ba'inon Shu Kulam Nikim, and according to this pasuk, the entire guf has to be clean. So if there's any part of your body that has excrement on it, even though it's covered up, or if your hand's in a bathroom, even though the rest of you is not, you would not be considered fulfilling this pasuk of Kol Atzmosai, and therefore you would be forbidden to say Kriya Shema. Mr. Berurah continues and he says, "Upashut the lefize." According to this, who adin im echad meyavarim who besoch dalad amos shalatzoa. The same, according to this yesh osrim, would apply if not that there actually was excrement on your hands, but your hands or your body or whatever part that we're talking about over here was within 4 amos of excrement. Gamkein osrim itamzeh. That also that limb or that part of the body that was within 4 amos of excrement would also not be able to fulfill kol atzmosai tomar nashem yichamocha, and therefore that yesh osrim would say it would be osir here as well for this person to read Kriya Shema. V'matzohi al begodav umuchusim milamala gamkein. But if the tzoa is on top of your garment and then that garment is covered up, so it's not on your guf, then even the yeshos would say it would be permissible in that situation because it's not on your body and it's covered up and there's no reach ra, so you meet all of the criteria that allow you to say shema. When we call makam, however, the Mishnah Berurah does say, he brings us down in the name of the Chai Yodam, Yizor kol odom shiyu tomim tomid begod of nikim. One should be very careful and zealous to make sure that his clothing is always clean, especially b'frat be'eis hatfila, especially during davening. Dirshu footnote number 18 brings down from Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tzadiches, Sha'af roi shiyu lo milvashim noyim miyuchodim l'tfila. A person should, if possible, if he financially afforded, should certainly have nice clothing that he should wear dafka for davening. For example, like the Kohanim, the big day kahuna, they would wear special clothing when they did the avoda, so too we should have special clothing when we do our davening, our avoda. Eloshein kolodim yochol levazbez al zeh. Not everybody can afford to have separate clothing just for davening. Nevertheless, mikol makom tov shiyu lo michnesayim yichodim l'tfila mishum nekiyas. You certainly should have nice pants for the davening so they should be clean and not have any question that they have tzoa on them or any other inappropriate material. Dishu footnote number 17 asks the question, what about thinking Divrei Torah when your hands or other parts of your body are not considered naki? So he brings down from the Bir Haloch and Simon Pehei, as well as what we've already learned in Simon Samuch Beis, Shemut Lahara, thought is permitted. One could think Torah while his hands might be unclean in some way. However, Avolim Yodav Oshar HaMakomus Mitunafim Mamish, that's only if there's not actual excrement on them. If it's just that they're in an unclean place, but there's no excrement on them. But if there is excrement on them, Afil Hiru also, then it would be forbidden even to think Torah. The Imrak Mistapik Im Yeshalem Tinof, if you're not sure, so then the Bir Halacha says there is room to be Mekel. However, he writes, L'chatchilo also, one should try to carefully clean his hands, obviously, before one thinks in learning. If the place where there's the suffix is covered up, then certainly there is room to be makel. Now we go to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber continues in Sif Dalet in the middle, and he says, "V'yesh omim shelo hitir hamatir b'tzoa al b'soro." That opinion that said that we brought down a moment ago, "Yesh matirim," if you have tzoa and it's covered up with your begadim, that only permits it in that situation. Ela b'makom she nichseh me'eleha below malbush, where it would be covered up anyway, even if you weren't wearing the garment covering it up. For example, kagon atzila yodav, if you had it underneath your axilla, under your armpit, where it wouldn't be visible anyway, even if you didn't have your shirt on. The nachon lasos kediri ha-machmir. The mechaber paskins, he said we should paskin over here to be machmir, like the opinion of Yesh Ostrim, l'chatchila. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel writes, Rotz Lomar, when he says it's in a place that's covered up, like the armpit, Oz Mahani Kisui Beged. Then, when you have a shirt over it, then it's certainly acceptable. However, the Mechaber said that we do hold Kedivri HaMachmir, and that in Sifkat Yud Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, however, Be'ez Hadchak, under extenuating circumstances, Yesh Lismoch Adivri HaMatirim. If there is no alternative, and you wouldn't be learning otherwise, and you're not going to have an opportunity to get rid of that, so then, in this situation, one could be Mekel, and rely upon the lenient opinion that allows it if it's covered up in an area like the Atzila Yodov, and you have a shirt over it, and there's no bad smell. Shadavka Peviachotu B'chal Al-Hilo, because technically, one could pass like the Yesh Matirim and say that it's only the mouth and the nose that are the areas that have to be clean. Avalo Sharho Ivarim, but the rest of the Ivarim technically do not have to, and this is brought down in the Chai Odom, and therefore in an extenuating circumstance situation, one can be makel. Then the Ramah says, Hagah, v'shichva zera al besaro dino kitso. If a person has semen on his body, he had relations with his wife, and now he has semen on his body, so then this has the same halachic status as excrement in terms of forbidding a person to say Shema or to learn Torah, etc., while the zera is there. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tesvav writes, Dino Kitsoa, wrote Salomar, he means to tell us, Al Kain Yesh Lahachmir Ba, therefore a person should be careful, Kishi Al Basaru Afshi Mechusa, Kimo Betsoa Kanal, a person, when he has such zera on his body, he should treat it the same way one would treat Tsoa, and he should be careful to wash it off or to bathe and get rid of it, just like with Tsoa, so he won't have a halachic problem over here with saying Shema. However, but if it's on his garment, and that garment is covered up, it's on his underwear, and he's wearing pants over that, then that would be acceptable, just like we just explained with Tsoa, that if it's on your garment, then you have something over the garment, and you don't smell it, so then it is permissible to read the Shema, so to over here, it's not on your body, it's on your clothing, and you have clothing covering it up, then it would be permissible. Then the Mishnah writes, V'yesh omrim de'enu kitzoa. There is an opinion brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham, as well as the Gra, that it doesn't have the halachic status of tzoa. However, miyu, b'sefer chasidim, he brings that from the sefer chasidim, this is also brought down by the Magen Avraham, the Shagasari, and the Chayadam, muchach de'afilu abigadu v'muchuse yesh l'rochtzo olafoshto, that even if it's on your clothing, and it is covered up with another garment, nevertheless one should wash it, take it off, or wash it. So the zera shouldn't be attached to you. The zera, when it's in this situation, is a type of tuma, and therefore it shouldn't be attached to you, and you should take it off or wash it. And certainly, if this zera came about, not through a permissible relations with one's wife, but came about through an omission, not through relations, certainly, he certainly should get rid of that, because he doesn't want to be reminded, or have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to say, be reminded of this emission. Siv hey, tsoa befi tabas, if you have excrement in the anal canal, right around where the excretory system of a person excretes the feces, so that area there is called the anal canal, the anus, the end of the rectum. So if a person has excrement in this area, afil hi mechusa, even if it's covered up, he's wearing underwear. Also, likros ledivri akol, everybody would agree in this situation that the person cannot read Kriyat Shema, learn Torah, etc. And this is true even if it's not visible, if he were to be standing up, not wearing any clothing. And it's only visible when he's sitting down. Even in this situation, he's not allowed to read the Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tezayin writes, Befiat Tabas, Mishiesh L'choli HaTechorim. If somebody has a sickness called Techorim, which usually translated as hemorrhoids, Vizov Mimenu Dom, Tomid, and he has blood leaking out from the hemorrhoid on a regular basis. V'yagav ha-dam, and as the dam comes out, yotzi mimenu lecha srucha, it also has a foul-smelling material, other secretions that come out from that area. Mufeshes, and it stinks. V'yesh lo reach ra, has a very bad odor. Also b'chol dover shebekdusha, such a person, Nebuch, cannot learn, cannot say anything with kedusha, certainly can't say shema. Kozman shelecha srucha shoseis mimenu, as long as he's having this discharge, these secretions coming out from the hemorrhoid, so he's not allowed to learn and do any of these items. V'im ein shom reach ra, however, if there's no bad odor, im adam olecha yotzei derech dechia b'sirugin, however, if the blood still comes out on an occasional basis, when he presses, when he does what's called the Valsalva maneuver, which is bearing down and you exude some of the blood at that point in time. So this is called havi min hamayayim. This is from the intestines, from the higher up in the intestines. V'yesh lo takana b'ruchitas mekom hazuhuma. And here, if you just wash the area off, so it's not being exuded on a regular basis, so if you wash it off, that's perfectly acceptable. However, v'mshosis v'yore todu miyatzvah, and it's constantly coming out on its own, oz heve in this situation, it's not coming from hemorrhoid, it seems to be coming from the rectal canal itself, and in this situation, you don't need a takana. The halacha brewer explains, this is a cut or a laceration that you have inside the rectum. With such a wound over here, that's not considered excrement, and it doesn't have a foul smell to it, and one can conduct one's life as normal, even though he has this lesion that's dripping some blood every now and then. This is based upon a Magen Avraham who brings down the Shelos Teshuvos of Radvaz, and the Halacha Brewer brings down many, many poskim who agree with this as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Zayin writes that you can't read if you have excrement in the tabas. If you did read kriyashma, you have to repeat it. However, linyan tefillin, in regards to shmona esrei, tzorich iyun im yachz v'yispal, it's not clear should you repeat it or not. And ken kasev chayyadim, this is the opinion of the chayyadim, was left with a sofik. However, harbi achronim kasev shetzorich lachzul v'yispal. Many of the other achronim, in the Shaar HaTzion, he brings down the Yerabah, the Primer Gadim, and the Derech HaChayim, all say that you would have to repeat shmona esrei if you had some excrement in your tabas at the time that you read Kriya Shema. Sivkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, L'divri HaKol, wrote Salomar, afilu l'divri HaMatir, b'siv dalet, b'tsoa, al b'soru, m'chusa, even the opinion that said that if you had covered up excrement on your body, you would be allowed to read. Over here, you would not be allowed to read. She'ayni hocha, here it's different, because the tabaz, the mekoma, nofri zuma tfeh, here, the excrement is extremely powerful, bad smelling, because that's its location where it's supposed to be. Akein yesh lo liyadum liyisorer. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah warns us, and he says, a person has to be very careful, liros tomit, to make constantly certain, she'noki pia tabashlo, that the rectal area, right outside where the excrement comes out, is clean. Ularosu b'mayim, to even wash it with water, oberok, or even with saliva, something to clear off the excrement. Kadesh lo yishar shama afilu mashu mitzoa, in order that he shouldn't have any residue of excrement over there, that would be a real problem, as we just learned, in terms of saying anything, dover shebekdusha. This is worked down the name of Shalom Chayodim. Sivkot Nutes, the Mishnah Berurah adds that if the excrement is visible only on the inside, in Eino Nires, Afilu Kushiyoshev, if you only have the excrement, it's not visible when you're standing up, it's not visible when you're sitting down, it's just inside the Tabas, then Mutter, then a person is permitted to say Kriyashma and Dvarim Shukdusha, Shalonit, Natural, Malachi Ashoris. Every single person has feces inside his excretory system throughout the intestines and up to and including the edge of the rectum. However, if it's externally visible, then it's a problem. But if it's internal, so then we're not angels that don't have excrement, and therefore this is not a problem. The Halacha Brewer does bring down that a person should be very, very careful as well. He writes, Tzorach kolodum lizor lekaneach atzvo heitev b'niyar le'achashos atzorach. A person should be very careful to wipe himself after he goes to the bathroom, and he should clean off the area with water as appropriate in order that he should have a guf noki when he says all these dvarim shel kedusha. We have brought down previously that there are many posts who would say one doesn't have to wash themselves off with a wet towelette or one of the wipes that people use for cleaning babies, that one can dry oneself off just with our tissue paper, which is much higher quality than in the past. But the bottom line is a person has to make sure that his guf is naki in order for him to say all these dvarim shel kedusha. Sif Vav, the Mechaber writes, Hoy lefon em matzo, there's some tzoa, some excrement in front of you. Yochel uvatla, you can go and nullify it, birok, by spitting on it, shiorok ba, v'yikwa kinegda, and then the excrement is covered up with a thick spittle, it's perfectly acceptable to read Dvarim Shebekdusha in front of it. V'hu sheyeh harok, of it, but as I just pointed out, the Mechaber says, as long as the rok is thick, so it really covers it up. Dein habitul moel el fishah. This will only last for as long as the rok is there. Avlam lo yikur miyad. If you're not going to read right away, you just spit on it, and now you're going to come back 5 hours later. Varok nimoach, and the rok is gone. The nivla, but it's all swallowed up there. The excrement's still there. Lo betela. Then it's not called nullified. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf writes, Ma'at so, if there's only a little bit of excrement, because afilu kosher, even a little bit of excrement, ain't ishir le'isur so. There is no amount of excrement that's acceptable. He brings out from the Chiddush of Rekiva Eger in the name of the Zira Shimshon, Dein Tzorich Laharchik Mimash Odo Meki Afshu Mos. A person doesn't have to distance himself from vomit, even though it is quite disgusting. So Dirshu footnote number 26 brings down that if it does have a foul smell to it, then if something has a foul smell to it and there's mamashis over there, then one should go and distance oneself from it. Sivkot and Chafal, if the Mishnah Berurah writes that the spittle had to be thick, oz choshev kisui. In that situation, it's a valid covering. The davka shein magil or reach ra, but you also have to make sure that you don't have any foul smell that's still present. If you're noticing mayim agabi etzoa lo mahani, just to pour water on it, that wouldn't be good. Elam kin amayim achurim, unless the water is dirty, shein hatzoa nearest mitochim, that you can't see the tzoa through it. This is different than tzoa that is inside a glass or partitioned off by some translucent material. The hasum kisumayu, that is called the covering. Mashein kain bazeh, as opposed to this, this water is not called the covering. V'lochein yeitz lizar milikros neged ovit moli mayim, asher yishlichu basalcho bigdei ketanim sheish b'em tzor. Therefore, you have to be very careful. If you have, in the olden days, they used to have diapers that were not disposable, and they would throw the diaper into a bucket of water, and the diaper's underneath the water with the excrement in it, and the water's covering it up, that's not called the valid covering. Siv zayin. Sofik im tzor b'bayis. There's a doubt. Is there or is there not tzor in the house? Mutu likros. Then one is permitted to go read the Kriyat Shema. Why? The cheskes bayis shein b'tzor. Because the normal status is that the house doesn't have excrement all over the place, and therefore we can assume in this situation that there isn't tzor there. Sofik im tzor b'ashpa. However, if there is question that there is tzor in an ashpa, a waste area, which normally does have tzor, osur. Mishum, in this situation, the exact opposite chazok is there. Mishum, the cheskas ashpa, sheesh batzor, because that's exactly where tzor is. So when in doubt, you have to assume there that it is present, as opposed to the house where you normally don't have tzor. If you're in doubt, one can assume that there is no tzor there. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavbeis adds, and he writes, Mutul likros, v'hecho demotza tzoa, v'en yodeim hu tzoas klovim, mushar behem v'chaya, o tzoas odim. When you do find the excrement, and you're not sure, is it human excrement or animal excrement? Certain types of animal excrement are not a problem to read the Shema next to them, as long as they're not foul-smelling. So he brings down the Magen Avraham, tazlina b'zeh basar amotzu. You go after what is the more likely. Din mitzuyin tinokos, yosem yiklovim. If the house is filled with young babies and there are no dogs over there, so then you have to assume it's human excrement, afilu b'ayisos, and it would be forbidden to read Kriyat Shema in that house. V'adin ivcho b'ashpa. And likewise, in the ashpa, the same thing would apply. If it was more likely that it was non-human excrement, so then you would be allowed to read there. In mitzuyin klovim, there are many dogs over there, yoser, more than there are people, tolinin duhu miklovim lahokil, and one can be makel in that situation as well. So the bottom line is, you go by what's likely or not likely, human versus non-human excrement. V'davko im boda ko ashpa, and that's only if you check the ashpa out, the garbage area out, v'lo nimtza bo shar tzoa biltizeh, you didn't find any other tzoa there. Because the lavach, if you didn't check it out, halom rinan, the stam ashpa chazoki yish b'tzoa, because if you didn't check it out, then you don't have the right to assume that there is no tzoa over there, because the chazoki is that there is tzoa there, the regilin lifanusha, because people normally went to the bathroom over there. The chayim pasko achronim ka mugin avrom, and the achronim, in fact, paskin over here like the mugin avrom, that you go after what is matzui, what is frequent and likely. Sivkot and Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Cheskas, the Bayis, the Imotzi, Shom Ketanim, if you have young children in the house, Tzorich Livdok, then the Chazok is, just like with Chometz, if you have young children in the house, you have to assume there's Chometz everywhere. So too, if you have young little babies around, you have to assume that the dirty diaper is all over the place. Sivkot and Chav Dalet, the Cheskas, Ashpa, Lav Chazok Yigmur, it's not an absolute. The Im Kain, Afilu B'nei Raglayim, so then one would have to be concerned, if it was an absolute, even if you found Meir Aglayim urine over there, it would be Osir. That's not what he means. El Rotz Loma Shaderach Limotzi Shom Tzoa, that it's sometimes found so over there, and therefore Osir Achiv Doki. We have to assume the worst. Achakach Matzosi Shekin Kosav B'Lavush. That, in fact, is what the Mishnah Berurah says. He found the Lavush held the same way. This will conclude today's shir.